Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh, and we go around the world to Jaisalmer, India. Arjun joins us, of course, on Wednesday mornings, and we say, good day, Arjun, good day.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, good evening.
So now, Arjun, I have a question to ask for you. See, when I used to go arrive at school, teachers would run away from me. I noticed the things that you posted when you arrive at school, all your students run out and greet you.
Yes, and I tell them that don't do it again and again because they do it every day. They just touch my feet and they want the blessings and they want me to touch the head of each and every student. So about 370 students, well, girls are not supposed to touch the feet of the elders. So we already told them that you need not to do that. And if you will do that, we would not like it. So we stop them and they just fold their hands and they say, good morning, sir. And we say, good morning. But all the boys, especially, they are in this way, they are jealous with each other. So they want to be the first to touch the feet because here, I think in my religion, if you touch the feet of an elder, then you get all the blessings from him. So all my students, as I enter in the school there, they rush towards me. So if a stranger comes here, then he will be just shocked or surprised to know what's going on. But they all come to me and then they touch my feet. Well, the students who are in upper classes, like in 10th or 9th grade, they are now a bit mature. So they just stand there, stay there, wait for their turn. And then when all the kids of the primary, they just have done their greetings, then they come to me and they touch the feet of me. Well, it's a kind of tradition. We did it when I was in a school. I used to greet in such a way. So I know each and every student, it comes to me and I know, well, he is here, he is here. Well, you were not here yesterday. I have a question for them. Why did you not come to the school yesterday? So in this way, on the first sight, we meet with each other. And it's very interesting that they just respect you. And it's a way of to respect a teacher. And I really like it because in this way, it's a beginning of a day with a very jolly mood and we greet with each other. He just, all the students, especially boys, they just touch my feet and I just bless them. Well, good luck or okay, fine, how are you? I ask the questions to them because when we go in the class, we are teachers there. And at that time, the boys are, students are a bit afraid because some of them, they are not very good at the studies. So they know that the teacher will ask some questions. And so they always just look down and they don't look at me. And if I try to ask them some questions and they hesitate, but in the morning when they meet, they are just like my own kids, my younger brothers and my own kids, and they behave in this way. So they are very open with me, and I have some questions to them, they reply in this way. So it happens. I have seen that, and so that's something happening with me. But when I just posted this video on Facebook, I got lots of comments that it's very different from all other cultures because it's not happening in many schools in city there. But same thing, it's not happening here in where the Girdhar goes. He goes in a English school and he only greets in a way, good morning, sir, good morning, ma'am, that's it. He doesn't touch the feet of the teacher. So it's not in city, but if you just go in the villages, in the far remote villages, the students, they respect, they really respect from the inner of their heart to the teachers because they know he is the only person who listens to them. Sometimes parents are very strict. They have no time. They spend their whole time in earning something for them or just to run family. So parents have no time, and the teacher is the only person who listens to them, who has a time for them. So they are very friendly towards that. And so they'll just in this way, they show their respect towards the teacher.
Well, I used to go to school. By the time I was a senior, a junior or a senior, used to hang out in front of your home room waiting for the school to start and make snide comments to not only teachers, but also to any underclassmen that would pass by. That was the respect.
But when you did that X number of years ago,
yeah.
And this is really what's gone out here, it's very poor. There used to be a concerted effort between parents and teachers. You know, the parents and teachers coordinated, or shall we say colluded, to impose discipline. And now there's no, in other words, there was a certain level of discipline that you were supposed to adhere to. And everyone who was sort of being snide, there was a lack of sophistication around it.
I had a teacher, Mr. Rudd, actually tackled me.
Here in my school where the kids, they become very friendly towards me. And sometimes they have some problems in which they don't want to share with their own parents. And they just come to me with the tears in their eyes and they say that our parent don't want us to come to the school. They want to work in some factory. So you please talk to them, but don't tell them that I told you. So just keep it confident. So really, it's we just develop a new relation between a teacher and a student. It's just like more than a friend. It's more than a parent. It's more than, I think, any other relations. So they are very close to us, and so that's why it happens. Otherwise, you tell to the person, just go and respect. So it's not you can't do it. So it comes from your heart. And as they see me just in the campus, a school campus there, they run towards me and they just greet in this way. And I do my best to touch the head of each and every student, but it's not possible because they come in a group and they are in hurry because everyone wants to be the first. And so in this way, they just make it so fast. But it always happens every day. Every day, it's not like that on a very special day or on a very particular day. It's every day when I just enter the school, it happens. And especially during when we have exams, I tell them, just you are waiting for me. Don't do that. Just keep your concentration on the studies. I will be there. Don't worry. But not only this. If the same students they meet somewhere else, maybe in the markets, by chance in the city here, or in the playground, maybe in the evening sometimes, because some of my students, they have passed the secondary exams and now they got admissions in the city here in Jaisalmer. In the evening, if I go with Girdar in a playground and if they come to just meet me, if they happen to meet me after 2 or 3 years, they quickly come to me, touch my feet, and everyone knows that, well, he is a teacher and he's a student. So they greet in this way, not only in the school, but outside the school, same thing happens.
You know, my foot doctor won't even touch my feet.
Well, I have that problem, that back pain. I have that problem. So I want them sometimes because they pull and push each other. So I tell them, be careful. You will just, if you push me, I will fall down and I have such a big pain in my back. So they have thousands of questions for that. Why do you have that belt? What happened to you? Every time when I enter the school, I need to tell them that, how are you feeling today, sir? I say, well, I'm fine. It's okay. Are you taking any medicines or pills or any injection or like that? They have thousands of questions. And I just explain. I do them. And I tell them that the physical exercise is the only thing. So from when we have a prayer session in the morning, after that, we have half an hour a yoga program in which we do some yoga activities. And I tell them, look, I didn't do that when I was a kid, so that happened to me. I have thousands of problems with my body because I was not very good at the physical exercise in the morning, because the teachers, they really taught me very well, but they were not conscious regarding to the physical health. But now it's your turn. So I especially just do my best to for all the students to attend that yoga class in the morning for half an hour, the meditation and all those things, and then we start our teaching. The problem again starts with the girls who are in the 10th and 11th standard, because they have their private problems, they have some problems, and being a man, they don't just share it with me. I know they are in trouble. Sometimes they have some problems and then they just start weeping in the class there because they can't share it with the teacher. I just look at her and I say, okay, my son, okay, my daughter, you just go to home. I can understand some problem you have. So I don't ask what happened to you because they are not growing up and they have some problems what the girls have. So I tell them, okay, it's not a problem. Go to your home, talk to your mother, talk to your elder sister. It's nothing. It's very natural. So I do my best, but it's not very easy. For that, you need especially a lady teacher in your school who can share with that, because it's not very easy. But all the students, especially boys, they are very friendly with me, and they share all kinds of their problems with me. So as I told you, I have been teaching for more than 21 years in the village school. So I think now this is not a school for me. This is like a family for me, and they always share their all kinds of sorrows and joys and everything with me.
All right. Well, that was a nice interpretation. So people see the differences between schools in Jaisalmer and India and right here. And we're just out of time.
Or a village school.
Yeah. Arjun, keep up the great work and keep getting better.
And a good news. We have some clouds in the sky today.
Well, so do we. We have clouds and rain.
what is so fascinating, I think, is that our amount of snow, our amount of rain and your amount of rain is so vastly different.
Yes.
As I told you in early in my show, you save money for rainy day. We save money for rainless day.
Aha. All right. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of you.
All right. Arjun Singh, and we just traveled once again around the world.